Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Shouse, and this is where we reflect on the weekend that was. We dig a little deeper into a recent sermon to give you something to think about as the week unfolds, but we also preview what's to come this next weekend at Charlestown Road. Roger, it's good to be back in the studio with you today.
It's great to be here. It's great to be with our podcast family, which is growing all the time, and we enjoy this opportunity to share God's word with you and trying to encourage you.
Last Sunday morning, Roger, you spoke, and your sermon was entitled Seeing Clearly. You used Mark chapter 8 as your primary text. It was the account of a blind man who was brought to Jesus, and the people who brought him begged Jesus just to touch the man. And there's some interesting back and forth between Jesus and that blind man, but eventually, we know, Mark tells us his sight was restored and he saw everything clearly. You had three main points. Would you remind us of what those were?
Sure. The idea of seeing clearly, it's the idea of seeing beyond the fog and the mist of the world. And what we talked about is three things that God wants us to see clearly. Our first point was, even though I have sinned, God still loves me and hasn't given up on me. I need to see that, because otherwise I'll just throw in the towel. I've messed up. Who hasn't messed up? We all have sinned. But God loves us, and God still wants us to walk with him. Our second point in that lesson was to see that the world is empty, it's superficial, it's vain, and it's going to end. It's not going to end by global warming. It's not going to end by a war with Iran or China. It's going to end by God's design and in God's timetable. And when I see that and understand that, I see the value of following Jesus, the idea of pouring God's word into my heart, the importance of passionate worship and fellowship with God's people. And then our final point in that lesson was, I see that God's word is right and powerful. And through that word, I can be saved. And through that word, God can keep me safe from Satan. And through that word, I can please the Lord that I love so much and want to walk with.
If you weren't able to join us in person, that sermon in its entirety, you can go back and you can watch it or you can listen to it at charlestownroad.org. All of our most recent sermons are right there near the top of the website. Again, that sermon title from this past Sunday morning was Seeing Clearly. And I definitely encourage you to go back and watch or listen if you weren't able to be with us. Roger, one of your subpoints I thought that would be good to explore here in the middle of the week and just give people another practical thing to think about. One of your subpoints was that forgetfulness leads to blindness. You used a few verses in Peter's second letter, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, to drive that point home. The Holy Spirit leads Peter to write there, whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Forgetfulness leads to blindness. And so these qualities, as you go back and if you have the chance, you can read it in your own Bible in 2 Peter 1, or we can just list these qualities, and it gives people something to think about here in the middle of the week. The qualities that Peter mentions are faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. If you have these qualities and they're increasing in your life, Peter says they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus. But if you lack these qualities, you're nearsighted. There's a key term when it comes to our theme for the year on vision. You're so nearsighted, in fact, that you are blind, having forgotten. I was cleansed from my former sin. So I figured on this episode of This Week at Charlestown Road, maybe we just work our way down that list of qualities that we need to make sure we don't forget. First of all, with faith. If I have faith, it keeps me from being ineffective or unfruitful. But if I'm lacking in faith, I have forgotten something. I would suggest I have forgotten I have a creator. Without faith, Hebrews 11 tells me I can't please God. I've got to believe that God exists and that he will reward me if I diligently seek him. It starts with faith, but then Peter says, I've got to supplement my faith with virtue. What happens when I forget virtue in my life?
Well, back to faith, let me just add a couple of things here too. When a person has forgotten their creator, they're going to live as if there is no God. They're going to live secular. They're going to live that this world is all there is. They're going to live from day to day, not realizing that there is an eternity. So having that faith in my life is going to affect my choices. It's going to affect how I see things. And so when I have forgotten my creator, then it blinds me to really the reality that God wants me to have. The second quality Peter brings up is the idea of virtue. Moral excellence is how some others translate that. And when I forget virtue or moral excellence, I forget that my creator cares about how I live. Pretty soon, I'm just going to live the way I want to live. I live by whatever makes me happy. I live by just the choices of the moment rather than realizing God has a path. And as we've been doing in this podcast, trying to emphasize, we are a heaven-bound people, and that heaven is destination and bound is the way we go. And so forgetting that makes me make the wrong choices again in my life. The next quality?
Knowledge. I start with my faith. I supplement my faith with virtue, and I supplement virtue with knowledge. Don't forget knowledge is what we're being told in 2 Peter 1. Why? Well, we could build on that and say, when I forget knowledge, I forget that my Creator desires a relationship with me. I need to know this Creator. Just like a man who proposes to a girl and somehow gets that girl to agree to marry him, the knowledge doesn't stop there. At least if it does, that marriage isn't going to do very well. A key part of having that close relationship is growing to know each other. In fact, growing to know each other a little bit more each and every day. The goal of knowledge is so much deeper than just filling my head with Bible facts. These were the 12 tribes of Israel. I can name the 12 apostles of Jesus. God wants me to open his word and grow in my knowledge so that I build a relationship with him. And when I forget to add that into my life, it leads to spiritual blindness. Peter says, you start with faith, supplement faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control.
And self-control is next in the list. And these are not just random words that Peter puts out here. These are in a specific order. Without knowledge, you're not going to understand the self-control. Knowledge, the opposite of that is ignorance. And what a better definition of blindness than just not knowing. So self-control, the control of self. My Creator expects me to walk in a certain way. Control my attitude. Control my tongue. Control my desires. And so a person who is out of control is someone who's not walking the way God wants him to. He has forgotten these things. He's liable to say anything. He's liable to do anything. And the reason is he's simply out of control.
You know, in conjunction with self-control, sometimes we hear someone say, well, I just couldn't help myself. Self-control is something that we learn. We learn how to control ourselves, and then we're being encouraged not to forget that. To self-control, the Holy Spirit calls us to add steadfastness. What a great word to think about on Wednesday. Here in the middle of a week, that God expects me to remember to be steadfast. My Creator wants me to endure. In fact, he empowers. He's providing grace to help me endure. Roger, just yesterday you had a great jump start aimed first and foremost at preachers, encouraging preachers to endure. But that's something that all of us are called to do. Be steadfast. Learn how to be immovable. Always remember to endure. That's what my Creator wants me to do.
That's wrapped in patience. That's wrapped in faith. That's looking at the big picture that God wants us to have. The next word that's in this list is the word godliness. The idea of being like God, characteristics of God. And so my Creator wants me to be holy as He is holy. Peter says this in the first letter he wrote, to be holy as He is holy. The idea of holiness is not better than others, but it's to be separate. I'm going a different direction than this world is going. I'm listening to a different message than what this world is listening to. I'm not governed by what everyone else says and does. I follow Jesus Christ. And so godliness, godliness in the words I choose today, godliness in my thoughts today, all the problems we get into when we forget to be godly.
The next word or couple of words that Peter adds to this list is brotherly affection. And such a powerful next link in the chain. God wants me to acknowledge Him. He wants me to build a relationship with Him. He wants me to learn how to be steadfast, how to be like Him. But then this naturally leads to my relationships with other people. My Creator wants me to remember. He is warning me not to forget that every other person around me, in my home, at work, at school, in the grocery store, wherever you want to talk about, every person I'm going to interact with today has been created in His image. They deserve just as much as I deserve. They need God's grace and mercy just as much as I need God's mercy. God cares about how we treat each other at home, in the church, those who know Jesus, those who don't know Jesus. We are to be models of what it means to show brotherly affection. Don't forget that is what we're being told. And it all, as so often in scriptures we find, it all culminates in love.
And this word love is not a feeling. It is a choice. It's to love even when someone is unlovable to me. This is the word of God. The Bible says God is love. The Apostle Paul would say in the book of 1 Corinthians, when he talked about faith, hope, and love, that love was the greatest. When asked what is the greatest commandment in God's word, Jesus says to love the Lord your God with all that you are, your heart, your mind, your soul. The second greatest commandment, he said, was to love your neighbor as yourself. And love is demonstrated, as Jason just said, as we treat one another, as we think about one another, as we are living as God wants us to live. And so we are not to forget, first of all, that we are loved. We are loved when we were unlovable to God, but God loves us. And because God loves us, we ought to love others.
It's a list, and I realize maybe you're driving on your way into work this morning or on your way to school, and it's easy as you're given a list to forget already what you've heard. Let me run through those qualities one more time. Faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. Hear the Holy Spirit in 2 Peter 1 saying, if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they will keep you on this Wednesday. We can easily apply that from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you lack these qualities, you're nearsighted. You don't see as God wants you to see. You're so nearsighted that you are blind. You have forgotten. Roger, why don't you drive that last idea home for us in this particular episode? What at the most fundamental level have I forgotten if these qualities aren't in my life?
You know, it's also interesting to see, as you have read these things, that it's not enough that I have these things. I believe in Jesus. I have faith. I have knowledge. Peter tells us that they need to be increasing. Every one of those need to be growing in my life. More self-control, more steadfastness, more love, more godliness. But when a person forgets these qualities and they forget what God has done for them, one of the first things they forget is they forget what it's like to be lost. What was it like before Jesus came into my life? What was it like to live knowing that if I died, I wasn't going to make it to heaven? What's it like to remember that I have hurt myself? I have hurt the people that are nearest and dearest to me. I've said things I shouldn't have said. My attitude hasn't been right. And I've ruined many relationships simply because I have forgotten what these things did. And, of course, I think through all of this, when a person forgets these things, they forget what it cost God to redeem my soul. The nails, the cross, the blood of Jesus. This wasn't a simple little thing that Jesus did. He didn't come down and just prick his finger and one drop took care of us. He died upon the cross to give us the salvation that we need and to redeem our souls. So when a person has forgotten, they've forgotten where they came from, they forgot what God has done for them, and they forgot without Jesus where I'm likely to head and wind up.
Forgetfulness leads to blindness. Powerful thing for us to remember on this Wednesday. Roger, I appreciate the sermon from Sunday morning, but also this opportunity to look back with you. You are actually also going to speak this coming Sunday morning. That will be January the 26th. Would you give us a preview of this Sunday morning sermon?
We're keeping this theme, Now That I See. That's our congregational theme for the year, focusing on 2020, the idea of vision. So now we're going to start stepping into some specific areas. And so this coming Sunday, we're going to talk about seeing the church as God sees it. The very idea of why the church, what's the church supposed to do? Why is the church important? There are so many different views, so many different models. And our focus this Sunday is going to look at the biblical model. What does God say about the church? And to see the church as God wants us to see it.
Roger, thanks for joining me today, and thanks to all of you for listening to This Week at Charlestown Road. If you found this episode helpful, we would love it if you would share on social media. We have been so encouraged by the positive feedback, the reviews, the ratings. Thank you for so enthusiastically helping us to launch this project. If you're local, we would love to see you in person. This Sunday morning, we meet at 9:30 for our assembly of worship. We have Bible classes for all ages at approximately 10:45, about 10 minutes after our morning assembly concludes. We would love to see you in person this Sunday morning at Charlestown Road. We're already looking forward to it. We say around here, Sunday is the best day of the week, and we would love to have you come and grow with us. Have a great day.